Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. So thrilled that you're here sharing your energy and your time with us today. Today, we have a special guest, Rosemary Heenan, who's the heart activist. And Rosemary connects with people and inspires them to create their lives through their life purpose that's revealed to them in their hands. And before she switched into hand analysis reading, she was actually a college professor of early childhood education for 31 years. So Rosemary is a certified life coach, a laughter yoga leader, and a hand analyst. And she's also a graduate of two coaching training programs, which she took with Debbie Ford, who, if you know Debbie, she's the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. And if you're interested in learning more about Rosemary, you can reach her at www.rosemaryheenan.com. So welcome, Rosemary.
Thank you, Jennifer. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. So quite a switch in your purpose.
Yes, definitely.
So doing early childhood education for 31 years, and then what caused you to get into hand analysis?
Well, I had my own hands read in 2007, and I went on that call because the person who read my hands said it would help me to determine what my target market should be for my coaching business, which I had already launched but not been too actively pursuing. And when I found out that my life purpose was to be a healer with heart, I realized that that was really my favorite part of what I had been doing in teaching, by helping students to recognize their own potential and really love themselves and everything like that. And it gave me the courage to decide that I was ready to retire and really do the coaching full time.
Mm-hmm. So had you always known that you wanted to step into healing?
Yeah, I think so on some level, because I had always been very fascinated by what makes human beings tick, and
mm-hmm.
why do we do what we do, and how do we become who we are? All those kinds of questions have been kind of my curriculum for my life's journey and the type of thing that I was always seeking the answers to.
Uh-huh.
And that's, of course, the perfect path for somebody who is a healer.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So I understand what hand analysis is, but there may be folks who are listening right now that aren't quite clear on what that is, so maybe you could give us a description of that.
Sure. Well, one of the things that's really important to know about hand analysis is that it is not a predictive system. It's based on an interpretation of the fingerprints predominantly, and then also the whole hand. So what we do in a reading is take a print of the hand, and then an individual print of each finger tip, the top third. And from the fingerprints, we determine what someone's life purpose is, the school they're in, and also the lesson. And the rest of the hand, that never changes. That starts, the fingerprints are formed 5 months before we're born, and they stay the same throughout our life. So we believe that is, they're there to indicate to us what our soul's purpose is in this lifetime. The rest of our hand is a map of our personality. And so it changes, and it reflects how we've been either predominantly thinking or feeling or acting or maybe even not acting. Sometimes we'll see markers on the hands that indicate somebody's challenged with trying to make a decision and they've got one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. And then that creates a pattern on the hands that can be viewed.
Hmm. That's really fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that the hand would stay the same.
No. I had my own experience of it changing after I retired. There was a section on one of my fingers that actually got longer when I started to do what I really wanted to do with my life.
Hmm.
Yep. And my heart lines one of my heart lines has two distinct qualities to it. Probably the first one being what I was like naturally as a child, and then the second part of it is how I got socialized and what I chose to do with that heart energy as I got older. So all of your hand can change except your fingerprints.
Hmm. So the fingerprints tell us which part?
They will tell you your life purpose.
Okay.
Your school and your lesson.
Okay, so they tell you all three things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the hands tell you kind of how you're moving through life and how you're expressing yourself and so on?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh.
Wow, that's fascinating. So with respect to those three areas, well, let's take life purpose, first of all. What do you mean when you say life purpose?
Okay, so what I mean by life purpose is the essence of who you are. It's really about your way of being in the world, rather than being about what you do, although sometimes they closely mesh. Other times, not so much. So
Can you give an example of that?
Sure. Well, for example, my life purpose is to be the healer, right? So, so part of that is expressed by compassion for other people, interest in what makes people tick, commitment to my own personal growth. Those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can be, for example, could have success as their life purpose, and it doesn't really match up with any particular career, but what it will indicate is that that person is somebody who's a doer and gets results and can make something intangible into something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one where it's not as easy to see how you would portray it in your life in a career, but very much the essence of who the person is.
And then the second aspect in the prince is what?
The school. And the
okay,
school
and what does
will
that
be
mean?
The area of life that you'll have plenty of experiences in that contribute to your expertise. You'll have challenges. You'll have challenges with your purpose as well, but the challenges are there to help us get better skilled at things. And then we bring those into our purpose. So in my case, that's the heart part, is the school of love. And what happens is I've had challenges along the way in terms of relationships that motivated me to learn how to become better skilled at relationships, which I then can use to make, to help other people and to enhance my own relationships.
Yeah, that makes sense. And sometimes I know people don't really resonate with the word lesson because it implies, it almost has that energy of I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Oh, yes.
Everyone has their own connotation, I've learned over the years. So for people that feel like, ooh, lesson, you know, I have to learn something the hard way or I have to suffer or whatever, is there another way you can describe that so people can feel the essence of what it's about?
Sure. Richard Unger, who developed the whole system of interpreting the fingerprints, calls it our blindest blind spot. And it's like the shadow of our life purpose. So in order to fulfill our purpose, we all have to work on our lesson. I see all the time how directly related the two are. Many times people who are called to be in the spotlight by their life purpose have a lesson of wanting to hide out or feeling not good enough. And so that causes them to want to stay in the background rather than be the center of attention as they should be.
That makes sense. So it sounds like the life lesson or the blind spot is the very thing that fuels the mastery of the purpose.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Wow, that's really fascinating. It sounds like this would be appealing for people who enjoy having a formula or a blueprint to move through life.
Definitely. It's very affirming. So many people will find that they kind of knew what it was for them, and as a result, they're solidified in their intention then to move forward with something that's been calling to them. With other people, it's a surprise, especially oftentimes the ones who have the life purpose to be what we call creatives or individualists. They've grown up feeling as though they didn't fit in and didn't belong, and that's because they're not supposed to. And so I often spend quite a bit of time really coaching people to understand that their very differentness is what is their purpose, and to embrace it rather than trying to squelch it down and fit in, which is not what they're supposed to do.
And it sounds like that's really the gift of hand analysis in general, is to help us to embrace our purpose and just really be who we are. So I'd love to hear more about hand analysis. We're going to take a quick break, though, and when we come back, we will dive in even deeper into hand analysis and how it can serve us on our journey. So we'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. And today we have our special guest, Rosemary Heenan of rosemaryheenan.com, talking to us about hand analysis and how that can help us uncover our life purpose, uncover our life lesson, and what's the third one again?
The school.
The school, right. What does it mean when we talk about the school?
Well, when we're talking about the school, we're talking about there's four schools, and you can be in one or a combination of schools, and they're love, peace, service, and wisdom. Mm. So they each give a strength. The love one is about our heart connection and about our emotional development. Peace mm-hmm. is about the body and finding balance. Wisdom is about commitment and the mind, and service is about spirit, and the orientation is self versus others. So how to give appropriately and not too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting. That sounds like that one might be mine.
Probably. Yes, from what I've heard you talk about in the past, I would say that's probably true.
Oh dear. So how does it serve people to understand their school?
Well, one of the biggest things that you can get out of knowing your school is what is your strength in business? And that to me has been very, very valuable information because, well, for one reason, I think that sometimes when we do something very, very easily ourselves, we tend not to put a lot of weight on the value that that might have for other people. Mm. And knowing that your school, your strength in your school is what you bring to your business can help you place a value on it and make you see that that really has merit and it's not just something to discard because it comes so easily.
Uh-huh.
And it can give you a focus, too. For example, the service one with the essence of it being about the spirit. You're helping people to live their lives or do their work from a place of the higher meaning that it has rather than just the day-to-day mundane kind of thing. So mm-hmm. it really kind of gives you a stronger foundation in what you're doing and maybe more of a sense of commitment to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rosemary, I love what you just shared because I can think of so many people that I've coached over the years, and I'm sure the same for you, where things do come so easily that we don't even realize that to other people looking in, it looks like a real gift, but to us, because it's just so natural
mm-hmm.
and easy, it doesn't even occur to us that it actually is something that other people admire.
Yes.
Or and the
needs,
very things
really?
That, pardon?
You know, or need.
Yeah.
That it's really a gift to them, and if we don't value it, we don't even realize how much good we're doing in the world.
Yeah. So my invitation to anyone that's listening right now is to really take a look at what comes easily to you, and it may feel simple to you. It may feel like, oh, that's nothing. That's just A, B, and C. But really take stock on what comes easy to you, and then figure out how you can incorporate that in, you know, more of your day-to-day life and perhaps even a business.
Definitely.
So once people uncover their life lesson, what happens for them?
Well, I believe that it's often the starting place for people to have really deep compassion for themselves. That, I think, is the biggest gift of knowing the lesson because we call it a life lesson because it stays with us for our whole life. So we're always going to have some challenges with it, and the goal is to become better equipped, better skilled, more aware of mm-hmm. when that's coming up, and then working with it. So if it's something that you've been working on this over and over and over and over again, knowing that it's your life lesson and your soul intended for you to have a challenge with this can make you understand yourself better and not be so hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that it does is it gives you, I believe, a lot of motivation to work on it. So knowing that in order to live your life purpose, you have to be willing to work with the lesson, that can make you more determined to do it than you would otherwise if you just think it's just, oh, here's just this problem that I've had. I'm not very good at this, and so I won't try at it.
Mm-hmm. I love that part, too, because, you know, when I think back over the years of the different healing work that I did, some people became, like, going for healing became like a job to them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always so many things wrong with them in their mind that they were always focusing on what could be fixed rather than celebrating what was right with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine knowing the life lesson just allows people to really focus on what's the priority.
Right.
If I was going to heal anything, I'll work on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it.
And just saving a lot of time, money, and energy to focus on,
yeah.
you know, what makes the most sense.
Yeah.
So aside from knowing the lesson, though, as far as once people learn their purpose, what do you notice shifts within people once they get clear on that?
A commitment, I believe, will develop or strengthen to move in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it will give them the motivation to leave their job, as it did me. In many cases, I have a lot of people who are very unhappy in their work who get their hands done, and it tells them that, you know, there's nothing wrong with them for being unhappy, especially when they have what is considered to be a really good job, like being a teacher or being having a high-paid office job where there's lots of security and a pension. And they keep looking at themselves like, what's the matter with me that I don't appreciate this? I don't want to be doing it. Other people would so want this job, and here I have it, and I don't like it, and I don't feel fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps them to understand themselves a little better and see that the job is just not calling on them to fulfill their purpose. And then what I do is I try to help people, because obviously people have responsibilities to their families and commitments and things like that. They're not going to walk away just because they have their hands done. But if they can start to really focus on how do I bring the essence of who I am into my work, and then what kind of a plan can I put in place so that down the road I know I'm heading towards something that's more fulfilling for me.
Mm-hmm. I love that about releasing the guilt, not feeling guilty for having a job that other people would be ecstatic
mm-hmm.
to have and just not feeling the love for it.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about how pervasive that energy is and the
yeah.
fact that people can be freed from that when they understand, oh, okay, I get it, my job just isn't ever going to fulfill me, then it's easier to detach and start to build a plan like you shared.
Yes.
Hmm. One of the things that I notice in doing soul purpose work is that so many people are, like, that's just such a big question, right? It's the most popular question that I'm asked. And the biggest shift that I notice with people is that the energy that is spent searching for purpose can now be reinvested into being their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as a result of preserving that energy, can just create so many other changes in someone's life and allow them to heal different things and have more vitality and so on, because the energy expenditure is focused on being rather than searching.
Yes. Yes. Something else I noticed too, Jennifer, is that it gives you something to make balance your decisions against. So, for example, if you're being invited to pursue an opportunity, you can ask, is this in alignment with my soul purpose? And if it's not, you can save yourself the going down a path that maybe will take you in a different direction and won't end up being fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's really good from that point of view as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's such a great point. So all decisions can be lined up to what is my purpose?
Yes.
Is this going to support me in moving through my lesson? Is this, you know, in harmony with where I'm best, where I'm meant to best focus my energy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and something I wanted to mention, too, was how wonderful it is for parents to have it done for their children when the children are young and still, you know, before they face those big decisions about what am I going to do with my life. I had a woman in a couple of weeks ago with her two young boys, and one was a teenager, and he's in a music program in a high school, and his life purpose, one of his life purposes is to be the creative or the artist. And so for him, that message that his music is something that would be worth him developing and not giving up just because it may not lead to a secure career was really great information and good mm-hmm. for the mom to know to continue to support him in developing that interest.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love knowing that kids can do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a thrill for parents to learn that.
Yes, I think so.
So does it matter what age they are?
No, you can actually do it because of it being in the fingerprint. You
mm-hmm.
can do it from as young as you can get them to do it, to ink their fingers or keep their hands still.
Right out of the womb before you take them home from the hospital.
The youngest I've done is about 2 years old, and it's a little challenging at that age, but it's possible.
That's hilarious. Well,
yeah,
on that
it's quite
note,
funny to see the little ones. They love to mimic everything that I do and pick up the magnifying glass and examine things and
oh,
put their hands
so
over
cute.
And over on the paper. It's quite fun.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
So everyone has a right to know what their purpose is, regardless
right.
of what their age.
Yes. Yes. It gives the parents great insight too, and again the whole compassion around the lesson. Knowing that there's not something wrong with my child, this is the area that he or she is going to have some challenges with, and how can I best support them?
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a quick break, but we'll be right back in a moment and talk even more with Rosemary about hand analysis and life purpose. So we'll okay. be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in, causing ill health, and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4 That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. You're tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. And if you're just joining us, today we are with our special guest, Rosemary Heenan of RosemaryHeenan.com, talking about hand analysis and life purpose. And before the break, Rosemary was sharing with us that children can actually have this done and that parents who are really motivated to support their children often have their children do this so that they can best shape their activities and figure out schooling and just really support them and their individuality in being able to live in alignment with their purpose right away, which is absolutely fantastic. I love hearing that. So aside from children that you've worked with, Rosemary, who else have you worked with? You know, what stories can you share with us about people that have made a dramatic change in their life as a result of having their hands done?
Well, one of my very favorite stories is a young woman who's had always really enjoyed being a stay-at-home mom, but because of her age group and how society has changed, she'd experienced tons of pressure to work, and she'd worked off and on, but every time she did, she felt as though the family was neglected and that it didn't really make that much difference in terms of the income because then it got spent on other things and everything like that. So when she had her hands done and found out that her life purpose was to be the master of family and relationships, it gave her permission to be what she had been feeling was what she wanted to do and to stop making excuses for staying at home and just really take that on. That was really wonderful. Totally transformed how she felt about herself because she kept thinking, again, like, there's something wrong with me, that I don't want to be out working. And, you know, for somebody who does want to be out working, the same thing would hold true. But we don't think about those people as much today as we do the ones who are really enjoying what they're doing in the working field. And we forget that there's people whose natural talent or natural purpose would be to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
And another woman... I've had really a lot of people, an awful lot of people, who have artist, creative, or individualist. You can use those words interchangeably for a ring finger purpose. And one young woman had never done anything with art since she'd been a child in school. And when she found out that was part of her life purpose, she decided to take lessons. And then she started posting her art on Facebook so I could see what she was doing. You would think that she'd been taking art her whole life. She was such a good painter, and she had been terrified of painting because of a comment a teacher had made when she was very young. So I've had other people who have developed the artistic area, somebody who teaches people how to do intuitive art as a result of having her hands done. She just decided to take that on and wasn't something that she had been doing beforehand. So the art one's been really, really cool to see people really embrace that aspect of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is fascinating. So it sounds like there's almost like an energy that happens then.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if that isn't the case. It's getting that block away that tells you there's something wrong with me because I'm not like everybody else, or even, wow, here I've been wanting to do this and wanting to do this, and now I found out that was something I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So sure, it does. It really takes away some of the negative energy holding us back and opens up the path for us.
Yeah. It sounds like because it's so accurate and the person really can't argue with it because it's hitting everything bang on, that in that moment they just kind of surrender to it and say, oh, there's almost like a relief.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that's, you know, if someone who's never met them can actually pinpoint such accuracy in their hands, then they can just finally give themselves permission to step into what they're learning.
Yes, definitely.
Hmm. Very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So what other stories can you share with us about shifts that people have made, or maybe shifts that people have resisted making?
I had somebody who was an engineer originally who's supposed to be a shaman, which was quite a career change, and
mm-hmm.
that was something that I had noticed with a few people who have shaman as their life purpose, that they've been in a career that's very left-brained, it would be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Left-brained career, and their real purpose is to be something right-brained, and so they end up being very sick. I've had that happen a few times, and then I had read a book by Martha Beck or something. No, I think I read a preview of a book that she is writing, and she has something that she calls I'm blanking on the name now. I wasn't thinking I had to look it up, but it's something like shaman disease or something like that, where somebody who's doing the opposite to what they should be doing in terms of their life purpose in their career gets very sick as a result because it's not natural to them. And that brings up the whole aspect of personality and how is personality different, because you could be very good, like my friend was very good at maths and sciences and engineering, but her sole purpose was something different. So
mm-hmm.
when we follow the path of our personality, that could be something that comes quite easily to us, but it may not be at all fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And our sole purpose might not be all that easy, but it is very fulfilling. So we have the motivation then to be willing to learn whatever it is we need to learn and persist through the learning curve that we go through.
Hmm. That's so true. That's interesting about the shaman's disease.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that being true for a lot of people.
Yes, you've probably met many people like that yourself.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think about things like fibromyalgia and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yes, that was what my friend had too, lupus. And she actually cured herself of it through energy work.
Hmm. And I understand that these things have an energy around them, but the fact that we're attracting it, you know, when we're happy and when we're balanced and when our energy is spent on being rather than, you know, being unhappy or feeling like we have to push our way through life, then we actually have the life force to fight that kind of stuff off in our body.
Yes, definitely.
Hmm. Very mm-hmm. interesting. I'll be interested to hear what comes out with that.
Yeah.
So I know that you have some special things to share with people, and maybe we'll just start off with one, and then after our next break we'll announce the other one. So I know that you actually have a free gift for people to learn more and to just get more clear about what you're doing and how their hands can help them understand what's going on. So can you share with folks what that is?
Sure. I have a free report available on my website called Five Clues that are revealed in the hands so that you can stop sabotaging your success.
Mm.
And that will give you some insight into some of the things that a hand analysis can reveal.
And okay, wonderful.
All you have to do then is insert your name and your email address, and you'll get the free report.
Okay, so just go directly to your website.
Yes.
Okay, so rosemaryheenan.com.
Yes.
And then if you enter your name and email, then this free report will be emailed right to your inbox.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Wonderful. And that's the five clues revealed in your hands that can help them stop sabotaging their success.
Yes.
Sounds like a pretty important document.
For sure.
And what kind
One more quick story that came to mind when I was mentioning that. I use it in the story. I had a young woman who had been one of my students at the college come to me to do her hands. And when she was in high school, she played soccer in her, or when she was in elementary school, she played soccer on her school team. And she grew up in an Eastern European country where sports were a key to people getting a better life. And she really loved soccer and really wanted to do it. But when it came time to go to high school, instead of going to the high school where the other soccer players went so she could continue, her mother convinced her to, or wouldn't let her go, and had her go to a high school where she could learn something that would give her job security and a pension. And at the point in time that I was meeting with her, I think she was probably in her 40s at that point, and she was wanting to be, what she was really interested in was to become a massage therapist or do something in the healing world, but she kept telling herself that she couldn't do it because it didn't lead to a pension or job security. So I just helped her to see how she had taken on her mother's script for her, and that she was giving herself all the reasons why becoming a massage therapist would be bad, when in fact it was probably the ideal career for her.
Mm.
And I think she went out and enrolled in massage school the very next day.
Wow. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love hearing stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about hand analysis, and I know you also have a special offer for people. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in, causing ill health, and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be, and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in again. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. And if you're just tuning in, we're with our special guest, Rosemary Heenan, talking about hand analysis and how that supports us in understanding our life purpose and our life lessons. And before the break, Rosemary was sharing some stories about the dramatic shifts that have happened for people as a result of having their hands analyzed and receiving their blueprint about where to focus their energy. And she also mentioned her free report that's available when you go to her website at rosemaryheenan.com. And Rosemary, I know you also have a special offer for folks that are listening, but before we get into that, so it makes sense for people to hear it, my sense is that some people will think that they have to do this reading in person.
Mm. Yes, that, it's perfectly possible to do it by distance. That was how I had my hands done originally. So what I do is I have a kit that I mail out to people, and then they make a print of their hands and mail it back to me. And then we set up a time after I've done the analysis and have a phone conversation, which I record and give them the MP3 for.
Mm-hmm. So they have a chance
very well
to,
by long distance.
They have a chance to ask questions and gain deeper understanding about what you're reading from their hands.
Definitely. And I also give people a follow-up coaching session after the fact, because sometimes initially it's a lot to take in and your questions don't come up until later. So I have a follow-up session afterwards that can give them a little bit more support or answer any questions that have come up.
Mm. I can see that being really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that that there's some people, just as when I do soul purpose sessions, as much as people are curious to know, they're also nervous about what they're going to learn.
Definitely.
So yeah. How can you support people with that nervousness?
Right. Well, what I would say is that my experience has been everything that you find out is going to be helpful to you, and it's going to be very affirming rather than something to be afraid of. And again, as I had mentioned in an earlier comment, you know, nobody's saying it has to be that you go from a particular career that you're already in to changing your whole life and throwing things, you know, throwing down one job and heading out to another right away, but that you want to begin by really putting your attention on how do I embrace this and express this essence of who I am fully in everything that I do. And then if it feels as though you're called to do another type of work or to change your life in some more dramatic fashion, that you make that plan for a longer-term goal and just really connect with what you can do on a today level to embrace it all.
Mm-hmm. Make a plan and give yourself time
that.
To ease into that. I know I couldn't have retired right in at the time that I had my hands done. I gave myself about 18 months, I think it was, to just get used to the idea and then get everything in order so that I could do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no rush.
No. No, not at all.
We've got plenty of time to get in alignment. Even just the awareness is the alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, I know that you have a very generous offer for listeners of Soul Purpose Central, which is that you're gifting them 20% off of a hand analysis for the month of March.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So how do they get in touch with you for that?
Well, they can just go to the website and fill out the contact form if they like and say that they were listening to the interview on the radio. That's the easy way. The more long way is to write down the website URL.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did was I made one today that was specific for your listeners, so I can read that off. I made a short URL out of it, and that is http://b as in Bob, I, T as in Tom, .ly, another /, a small I, and then the numbers 64, a capital M, and then E, and T as in Tom.
Mm.
So it's very easy to just fill out the contact form, and then I'll get back to you and and get you connected with the package in the mail and get your reading done.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So as we start to wrap up our time today, what is a message that you would really like to share with our listeners about hand analysis and life purpose and moving forward?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is the value of knowing what the life purpose is and how it totally is affirming. It is so uplifting and so joyful when you're doing what you came here to do, and it feels as though it's not work at all to me.
Uh-huh.
I love what I'm doing, and I know that other people who've done the same thing just really feel as though, wow, this is exactly what I was supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, and who better
people
to
could use that in today's world, because there's so much where we're doing things that feel like they're meaningless or that we have to instead of we really want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and who better to love us up when we're needing affirmation and on our purpose than the heart activist, right?
For sure.
Well, Rosemary, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your heart and your wisdom and inspiring us to, you know, learn more about our purpose and understand the real value in that and how invaluable it is. So I want to thank you for joining us, and I want to thank all of you for listening. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and look forward to touching base with you again next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.